Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the East Pashonk Avenue Business Improvement District with Pam Zenzola, Executive Director, and we're talking about Flavors on the Avenue, which is not the same as Flavors of the Avenue. Pam, what's the difference this year? First of all, 11th year? 12th year?
This is the 12th year for Flavors. Yes, it is. I'm saying just Flavors.
Flavors. 12th year for Flavors, but you've changed the name a little bit. Why?
Because we came out of the tent. It used to be Flavors of the Avenue, where many of our chefs, 24, 25 of our chefs, would take food to a tent, a big tent in a parking lot. And it was wonderful, very successful for many, many years. We've outgrown it. We needed to come out of the tent. So now we're going to be lots of tents. So the restaurants will have a 10 by 10 tent in front of their restaurant. So it'll be Flavors on the Avenue now, not of the Avenue. So that's a little bit of a distinction. It's still just Flavors. But we are now doing a street festival along with that. So what does that entail? We have kid zones. We have entertainment. Five blocks are closed from Dickinson to Broad Street on East Passyac Avenue, April 30th from noon to 5.
Showcasing the avenue is just getting bigger. Five blocks of restaurants and food, and it's really becoming a hub here in Philly, a restaurant hub.
Absolutely, it's a restaurant hub, but it also is a retail hub. And that day, all the shops are going to be showcasing all that they have to offer.
But let's talk about the food, because people love food.
Absolutely.
So what is there to offer? Who are the participating restaurants? What are they offering?
Okay, participating restaurants. It is bites of food or a dish from each place. I like to say it that way. In fact, the best way to go is to buy the Flavors Taste coupon book. $50, taste from 27 restaurants, and two glasses of either beer or wine, and valet parking, all for the $50. Or you can just go down the avenue and stop at each restaurant. $3 to $6 will be the prices of the day.
What kind of food are we talking about here?
Oh, we have a trip around the world. Let's see. We got fried chicken waffle. That's from Chaya. Or we have tacos. Pastor tacos, basically pork tacos from El Zarape. And then we have fond with salmon tartare.
Just go through the whole list.
The whole list?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Big Bing Dim Sum, Bira, Brigantessa, Cantina, Chaya, El Zarape, Fond, Izumi, Laurel, Le Vertu, Mama Maria, Maras, Noir, Nord, Paradiso, Perla, Plenty, Pope, Punkburger, Satay Campar, Stargazy, Stateside, Stogie Joe's, Townsend, Trace Galini, Vanilla Bakery, and Will BYOB.
And what are some of the highlights of their offering?
Their offerings. I think I would love to try the zucchini feta fritter. That is from Pope. And definitely want a pudding pop from Nick Elmy at Laurel, a chocolate egg cream pudding pop. Of course, we have pizza. Everybody wants pizza. Maris has pizza. You can stop there for pizza. Mama Maria has cheese ravioli. Perla, our Filipino restaurant on the avenue. Perla has pork adobo. That is rice with garlic. Pulled portobello sandwich from Punk Burger. Satay campar. Hashat. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Carrots, cucumbers, peanuts, and a chili sauce.
So you got food from everywhere, and the street is closed.
The street is closed Sunday, April 30th from noon to 5.
So this is the 12th Flavors. How has the event evolved over the years?
One of the biggest changes we've seen in the last few years is families. There's many more families in the area, so therefore we created some kid zones for this event. So parents can come up, sit down, have a few bites, and let the kids go play at the different kid zones that we're going to have.
So that's a testament to how the neighborhood has evolved.
Absolutely. It's growing. We still have, thank goodness, our long-term residents are still here supporting the Avenue as well, but we have just as many new people flocking into the neighborhood, having their first, second, and sometimes third child.
Yeah. All right. 35-ish restaurants?
Yes.
That's a lot of restaurants in a five block
area, absolutely. I would say eateries. I like to say eateries because some are smaller, you know, and some are open only for breakfast and lunch, but they're all just delicious.
What are you most looking forward to with Flavors on the Avenue?
Just seeing the people come out and really... for the restaurants, but also just showing the Avenue in its entirety. It is such a happy, wonderful place to visit, to shop, to stroll, to dine.
About how many people do you expect for this event?
Oh, I'm guessing 3,000.
What did you have last year?
Well, we were limited. We're limited with the, that's the reason we outgrew. We were limited to 1,000 people in the tent. Now, we did have two blocks closed off last year, so we got about 1,500.
But you expect a lot more because this is a different setup.
Absolutely. You can stroll down the Avenue as you...
Everybody will be out.
Everyone will be out.
What does it take to put an event like this together?
A lot of coordination, a lot of details, double checking, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, going to all the city agencies, which have been very helpful to me putting this together. And all the people on the Avenue coming out and supporting it, all the merchants, all the restaurants, all the retailers coming out to help put it together.
Where can people get more information?
On our website, visit eastpashyunk.com.
Are all the dishes listed on the website as well?
They are.
Are tickets available online?
Absolutely. Visit eastpashyunk.com to get your tickets. It's the best way to go. $130 value for only $50. 27 restaurants, beer or wine, and valet parking for our friends in the suburbs.
All right. Pam Zanzola is Executive Director of the East Passyunk Avenue Business Improvement District and the 12th annual Flavors. This year it's Flavors on the Avenue. Takes place on April 30th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.